Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It wasn't green, though. So that was...
The galaxy's most unpredictable Star Trek podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's what it's designed for. Yeah.
It is designed for that.
I just haven't gone back and fixed that part. There you go. Now it's down a little lower. And we'll go from there, ladies and gentlemen. Trekcast, Galaxy's Most Unpredictable Star Trek Podcast. I'm Chad. That's Dan. That's Daniel. Here we are. 2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks. It's been a long 2 weeks, it feels like.
Probably
felt longer than that for the two of you because I got a new phone. And it's like my own personal phone now, so I can do my personal stuff on it and keep that separate from the work stuff. And I forgot to turn on notifications for jack shit. So all the conversations you guys had in Messenger for 2 weeks, I missed. It just wasn't there. Sorry, I just disappeared on you.
We were abandoned. Our dad went out for cigarettes.
Went to get the milk. Yeah, I went there. Man. Sorry.
So I was away for... about a week.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And, yeah. We rented a cabin in a campground up in Lake George, which is something we've never done before. And it was pretty cool. It was like a tiny house, you know? It wasn't a cabin. It wasn't like a Lincoln Log cabin. It wasn't, you know, I mean, it was a tiny house. It had a porch, it had running water, electricity, central air. It had a stove, a refrigerator, a microwave, a toilet, a shower. I mean, there was nothing camping about this.
No, not at all.
Doesn't sound like it.
We were glamping.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, the campground was great. They had, you know, they had a pool. It was also on the river, so they had a beach. There was fishing. There was shuffleboard. There was outdoor movies every night for the kids. There were all kinds of...
That sounds fantastic.
Playgrounds. It was great. It was great.
That's great.
Something,
man,
we'd never done before, and the kids had a blast. And you know, it wasn't far from you know, Lake George has a Canada Street. It's like a, I want to say it's not a boardwalk, it's a street, but it's all the same crap that's on the boardwalk if you go to the shore.
Yeah.
You know, the t-shirt shops, the arcades and all that. So you know, I probably spent about $150 on arcade games for my son so he could win some $15 piece of shit. But
right,
some stuffed animal.
What's that?
Did you win a stuffed animal?
He did. He got Sonic the Hedgehog. Not Sonic. He got Knuckles from Sonic the Hedgehog.
He got
Luigi. So, you know, it was good. It's a good time.
That's awesome, man.
Good time.
Nice.
Yep.
We had my nephew's birthday party yesterday.
Good.
And so that was a lot of fun. He's turning 9. Mm-hmm. And
nice.
I got him... So Dan and I both collect toys, and I've got a old Voltron that he loves to play with. So I was just like, you know, it's just sitting in a box. I'll give it to him. And
kid
just flipped. He loved it.
Yeah.
And then explaining to all the other kids what the hell this thing is. It was kind of
fun. Yeah. I remember when my son started school, and he's like, "Daddy, nobody at school knows who G.I. Joe and He-Man are." Yeah, I don't know, bud. Their dads aren't cool. I know.
That's too bad.
That's awesome.
That's too bad.
And I got this hat. I don't know if you noticed.
I did notice the Space Force hat. I love it.
Yeah. Oh, this was issued to all the senior commanders.
Got there you go.
I don't think I've watched. Week. I don't think I've watched the second season of Space Force.
Don't
yet.
Bother. It got canceled.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. The show is funny, but they're not doing another season, so
yeah,
really doesn't matter.
Nope. I have started to watch on the exact opposite side of that. I've started to watch the For All Mankind on Apple TV.
The Office?
No.
No. I thought you were gonna say The Office.
No, no. I can't take The Office. I just can't
drive it. I'm gonna drive there. I'm gonna strap you down. Make you watch it.
let's have a Trekcast in Seattle next year, and we'll just live stream us watching The Office together instead.
you know what? I'll go, and you know what? They're only half hour episodes, so I mean, I'll go episode for episode. Every episode of The Office you watch, I'll watch an episode of Stargate.
Okay.
I'm not making that plan.
Or at least I'll lie to you and say
that. There you go.
I'll read the synopsis on YouTube or on Craigslist or something. Be like, oh, yeah, I watched it. My favorite part was when the guy did the thing.
I guarantee you, if you watch just a couple episodes, you'll be hooked. There's no way you wouldn't like it. Unless you just totally... I don't even like shows or like The Mummy, movies like that. Anything about ancient Egypt, or that just doesn't really interest me. I mean, I liked Indiana Jones, obviously, because who doesn't like Indiana Jones? But most of those kinds of movies, I just don't really. I don't
Nazis.
Like
Nazis. Nazis don't like Indiana Jones.
Yeah, Nazis don't like Indiana Jones. That's true. But nobody likes them either. So
that's true. That is true.
But I mean, you know, I don't really care for that kind of stuff. I do like Ancient Aliens because that's hysterical.
because they believe in it so hard.
Because they believe in it so damn hard. But with that said, I mean, Stargate was the first show I ever watched that had a lot of that background with ancient Egypt and the origin story of you know, our civilization and all that kind of stuff. That was really done funny and well, and I enjoy it. So
I want to apologize for all the listeners. It's my fault bringing up Stargate.
Yeah, you did it to yourself.
To bad.
You did it to yourself. Sorry. And I can't see the on-air chat for just a few more minutes, and then I'll have it pulled up over here on the iPad, and then you guys can, you know, lay into me, and I'll see what you're saying.
Hold on. I'm having an issue with our live stream on YouTube. It hasn't been going, and I'm like, what's going on?
It shows green on my end.
But it's not... It's showing our image that says we're going to do a live stream.
Oh, no.
But it's not showing the live stream.
Okay, so we're going to start that all over again. Okay.
Hold on.
No, we're not.
No. I think we'll be okay. No.
And
we can
dig it from the top.
Right. Back to the script, guys. No.
What? Really? You have a script? Where?
Yeah, exactly. No, but speaking of Ancient Aliens and all that kind of crap... I do need your guys' advice, and maybe the listeners' advice as well.
Yeah.
I have found out about an event happening in my area end of October.
Oh, boy.
I'm on the fence about going. I think I want to go, but I don't know. You guys can help guide me to this. Okay. So in Yakima, Washington, a very, very small town.
I'm out.
Okay.
Based on the name, I'm out.
Okay. It's about 3.5 hours away from me. They are going to have the much delayed because of COVID. It's finally happening. Bigfoot convention.
I saw that.
Yes.
Hmm.
So it's going to be insane. They're going to have, you know, that very famous Bigfoot footage. Allegedly, the guy who shot it is going to be there.
Yeah.
they're going to have the She Squatches, a all women's Bigfoot hunting group. Yeah, that's what they call themselves, the She Squatches.
This is where you're going to find your future wife, because she's also going to believe that birds aren't real. So, I mean, it's just all these things coming together. Yeah.
One can only hope.
He's going to marry a sea squatch. Holy shit. That sounds like a really poorly named sea cucumber or something. I don't know. Birds, Bigfoot, Battlestar Galactica. There you go.
There you go.
I do know that reference.
Lord. So here's what I want to know. If you go, there's something I want you to look for while you're there.
What's that?
What the hell is that?
That's me. Sorry. I hit the springs on my deal.
Getting some static. Is that me or you?
That's
guys?
Me. I know what it is. I got it taken care of.
Oh.
Okay.
So I want
now
to
we're
count.
Live on YouTube. Fixed it. Okay.
So if you go to Bigfoot Con or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I want to know how called. Many. Yeah. I want to know how many $6 million man references that you see there. Because there are two episodes of the $6 Million Man that feature Bigfoot, and I don't know if he plays him in both, but in at least one of them, Andre the Giant played Bigfoot.
Oh my God! Well, they are going to teach you how to remote view, which I don't know if you guys know what that is.
Oh yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's closing your eyes and pretending that you see something.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, so maybe hold on.
The Bigfoot.
Hold on now. Yeah. This is TrekCast. We're supposed to be all inclusive. So when you
say goodbye to your credit card rewards, greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Talk about remote viewing, no kink shaming.
That's right.
No what?
You see those sea squatches.
No what shaming?
No kink shaming.
Kink shaming.
Yeah.
All right.
YouTube is up now, says Strongbeard, who is here now to make sure.
He was over at YouTube. Yeah,
he's watching YouTube now, but he's here watching us to make sure that I don't forget about his emails for like the third show in a row.
Yeah,
I want him to remote view Chad on the toilet tomorrow morning, and then give
nobody
us.
Nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see that. And
then give us a Packlet review of it.
Oh no!
Commando Steve is going to give us a Tellarite review of Strange New Worlds because he's getting close to being finished with that first season. Finally, he just was able to start watching it like a week and a half ago.
All right. I like that we're getting all these species reviews.
Chad poops strong. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Yeah, species review. Let's get one from the brain.
I'm going to give the Borg review. You ready?
Yeah.
Irrelevant.
There you go.
This has been a Borg review.
I want the Temerian review. Shaka when the...
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh boy. All right, are we doing a show or are we just
let's do the news.
Yeah, I guess so, because at this point we're gonna go right to the toilet. All right, here we go.
Literally.
No, it's the wrong one again.
Someday we'll get it.
Yeah, let's do this one.
Star Trek news.
There you go. Thanks, Robert Stack. So our first news story comes to us from The Hollywood Reporter, and it's a sad news. This has been going around.
Yeah.
We definitely need to mention it. Nichelle Nichols, remembered by friends and family, she has since passed away. Happened last week. Yeah, so far looks like it was just complications of being elderly. But yeah, Nichelle Nichols did pass away.
Yeah,
last week. You know, she was not only was she a hora, but she was a big icon and helped get a lot of people into NASA as well. She went and promoted NASA a lot in the early years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very cool. There's a story about her and Martin Luther King Jr. and how she wanted to quit the show. And then Martin Luther King Jr. told her, no, you need to be on that show because you give inspiration to others. I can't find anywhere that really happened, but either way, it's a nice story. But yeah, she will definitely be missed. Yeah. Do you guys have anything you want to say about that?
Yeah, I mean, she told the story, whether it really happened or not.
Right.
I can't say, but I mean, I was in the room when she told the story at conventions.
Oh, okay. Okay. So.
I don't see any reason. I don't think she's not the kind of person who's ever given me any reason to disbelieve anything she said. So
right.
I take it for fact until somebody proves it wrong. You know, she's kind of, in my mind, she's a unique one of the original cast. Not from the standpoint that she's a woman and not from the standpoint that she's African-American, but from a standpoint of there was, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't recall there ever being any kind of controversy with her as just a member of the crew outside of the obvious back in the day, you know, kissing Kirk, all those kinds of things. But I mean, there right. was no kind of issues with her and the rest of the cast. There was no kinds of issues with her and fans. There's none of that. Like you get with Shatner sometimes. You never really got that with Spock, although there was a few things with Spock and Shatner, obviously, or Nimoy and Shatner. And sometimes with Nimoy and the rest of the cast because of what he wanted to do for the movies, right? And so, and of course, the Walter Koenig is, you know, not really a great actor. And all the other things that kind of go around. With Nichelle Nichols, though, it just, I don't know. She just seemed amazing all the way around. There was no... There's nothing you can't even like nitpick like, well, she shouldn't have done that or, you know, or she shouldn't have said, there's like nothing there. I don't know. She's kind of unique in that way of the original cast. And it's really sad. I know in the past we've talked to some of the issues going on with her towards the end of her life with Angelique a few years ago. And the stuff going on there. And that was just kind of, tough. That was rough. You know, and I hope that she's not in pain anymore. I hope that the family is able to, the family and friends that have been close with her over the last 5 or 10 years with her health and issues are able to find some solace in that, the fact that she's not in pain anymore. And it's a sad loss. It's a very sad loss. I can recall the day when Nimoy passed away. I know exactly where I was when I heard it on the news. I can still picture, you know, I was in my car. I was in a Ford Fusion on the off-ramp of the I-50 here in my hometown when it came on the news. I know exactly where I was the minute it happened. And with Nichelle, I heard about it this week when I was on the road in Tulsa down in Oklahoma. I can't picture exactly where I was, but I know I was on the highway outside of Tulsa. Not as a familiar area, but, yeah, I'll never forget that. And it'll be the same way when Walter Koenig passes, when Sulu passes, and when Shatner passes.
Shatner's not going to pass. Shatner's never going to pass.
No.
He sold his soul to the devil.
He's looked the same.
Amazon?
He's looked this... No.
1978.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's looked the same for a long time. No, what's that? Priceline. That's where he goes.
Yeah. No, I think the word that comes to mind for me when I think of Nichelle Nichols is poise.
Yeah.
She was always... Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
She's very elegant. Yeah. I just think, she'll definitely be missed.
Mm-hmm. I've got a slideshow going up of some pictures for the live stream.
Nice.
I just went and put together while we're talking about this. And then, of course, you've got some different news stories that I can bring
up. Yeah, let's go to the next news story, and we're going to make a hard, hard turn, but, you know, it is what it is. So next news story comes to us from TrekMovie.com. And if you're planning to go to the big Star Trek convention, the Creation one, in Las Vegas Star Trek convention at the end of August, August 25th, better hurry up and get your tickets because it's almost sold out, as is all of the Saturday tickets are sold out. So now what's only available is Thursday, Friday, and Sunday.
Mm.
Or single day tickets. Yeah. Wow. So it's surprisingly popular. A couple years ago, this thing
it's the big one, man. It's the big one.
Yeah.
Well, with COVID and everything else, and then now Paramount putting out their own conventions, everybody was kind of worried about whether this thing was on its last leg. But no.
Well, I remember when we first tried to go.
Yeah.
And this was before COVID.
Yeah.
Like, tickets for this thing were on Groupon.
Yeah.
Because, like, nobody wanted to go. So, I mean, that shows you the new shows are getting popular and bringing in new fans.
Yep.
Or reviving fans.
Reviving it, for sure.
Well, the thing is with this one, I think the location makes a big difference as well. If you have someone and they want to go to this, let me put it to you this way. It would, if you're going to fly across the country to go to a Star Trek convention, I think it's a lot easier to convince your spouse to come with you if it's in Las Vegas than if it's in Seattle.
Right.
Because,
or even Chicago,
the city, but the city is the destination, not the event.
Yeah.
I think that's why this one, I think that's why this one, gets big. I mean, I remember going,
the hookers are Star Trek themed.
They are.
But I remember going around the time that the JJ movies were being promoted, and it was just huge. And that was coming off a lull. So, I think these things, I think they wax and wane depending on what's going on in the franchise.
Yeah.
So I think it's the fact that it's Vegas, it's post-COVID, people are, they're over it and they're getting back to their lives.
Yeah.
And there's like 15 new shows on the air right now.
There's a lot. So I guess my question for Creation and then Paramount is, with Paramount trying to do their own thing, what are they going to do in terms of promoting this? Or are they leaving it alone? Or are they going to try to stifle it and take it over at some point? They've already taken the ability of the naming away from them.
Yeah, I think what they will probably do is repartner with them next year.
Yeah,
I think they're gonna see that this is a big one and this is a successful one, and it doesn't make sense to try and compete with it, because they still have a presence at Comic-Con and other independent cons.
Right.
So
right.
I would disagree with you, Dan, and let me tell you why.
Okay.
Yeah. Most of these big studios and big conglomerates want their own thing. They don't want to fight for attention at big events like Comic-Con or an event that they don't control. So the easier thing for them to do is they do their own thing where they announce their news. But events like this one, the Las Vegas one, sure, the actors can go. They're free to do what they want. But they don't have to give them news. Viacom does not have to, or Paramount does not have to tell them anything. They don't have to put trailers. They don't have to put new shows. So... sure, go get your autographs, kids, but you're not going to get anything new. You have to come to our show so we can make our money.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you want anything.
Yeah. We didn't hear anything about Discovery at the Comic-Con a few weeks ago.
Months ago now.
Yeah, whenever it was. I lose track of time.
But remember, we thought even then, like, I remember us talking at the convention saying, oh, they're saving Disco for the Las Vegas one, probably. There's no word of that.
I don't know. We'll see. I guess that'll tell, right? That'll be a nice tell as far as what they plan to do here. If there's any kind of news for Discovery coming out at the end of this month at the Las Vegas convention, STLV.
Right. Right.
So.
All right. And our last news story comes to us from Variety. Let's also talk about our Ferengi Loaves and get our money, because Paramount Plus has topped 43 million subscribers in quarter two. So yeah, that's paying customers.
Yep, not bad.
So that's a lot. Yeah, overall they've got 63 million subscribers, but paying 43 million. So if you want to do some math, Chad, average subscriber pays about $6 a month.
$6
43.3. Yeah, 43.3 million subscribers. Average is $6 a month. How much are they raking in monthly?
$259,800,000.
I mean, that's not bad every month.
Well, they've got the big three. You know, they've got Star Trek, Paw Patrol, and Peppa Pig. So, I mean...
you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
It's the big three in my house, anyway.
Right. Right. Right.
You, did, I mean, they, you didn't they, even they, mention RuPaul.
It's tough because I go to turn on Paramount Plus and I start to scroll and my daughter sees Peppa Pig. Ooh, Daddy, Peppa Pig! Yeah. Like, all right, well, I guess I'm not watching Star Trek.
Yeah, yeah.
watch some Peppa Pig.
There goes that.
I'll watch it on my phone.
Well, and then they've also got SpongeBob, Ninja Turtles. Yeah. Like,
yep.
They've got some good IP. So
yeah, they do.
Yeah. So they're making just money hand over fist. So don't you worry about Paramount Plus. They'll be okay. But in comparison, you know, something like Netflix has over 200 million subscribers worldwide. So Paramount still's got a way to go.
Yeah.
But they're doing it. So that's all the news.
Okay.
All right.
Now we're going into our topic and then do feedback, right? That's our new order.
Right. That's our new order. This is the order of things.
I need an outline. Here we go. And I need to state exactly which button I press on the soundboard. Here we go. New topic.
It's the main topic.
I got no idea what that is.
It's supposed to be Jeremy Irons. And for some reason, I thought like a boxing ring bell for the main topic, like the main event.
It's Jeremy Irons? It sounds like Hans Gruber.
You're not wrong.
Yippee-ki-yay, cowboy. Yeah, that was a terrible Hans Gruber that I just did. But anyway. Anyway.
I can't do accents, so I'm not going to try.
No, it hasn't stopped you before. We just don't want you to.
Maybe I've learned something, gentlemen. Maybe I've learned something.
That's right. He's had 2 weeks off of no internet.
Hubris.
Sheer fucking hubris.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep. If I had the clip of that where you could actually hear it better, I'd have it in the soundboard and I could play it, but that's okay.
There's a meme going around that lady used to be in a Vulcan metal band in the 80s.
Nice.
Yeah.
Called Sheer Fucking Hubris.
Probably.
Spelt S-H-E-A-R.
SFH!
Logic is metal? I don't know.
Metal is logic.
Yeah.
Yep. So, of course,
our main topic.
Yeah, what are we talking about? I know what we're talking about. I've got the image
the
already.
Orville.
Up. Yeah, the Orville.
Season 3, New Horizons.
Oh, my gosh.
The Orville.
So,
Chad, you're the latecomer. You just watched it all, right?
I did. I just finished the season finale yesterday, and 3 days before that, I watched 2 episodes, and then like last week, I watched like a whole bunch. So,
all right.
The first episode of this season is just like,
first
what? Do what?
the first couple of episodes were pretty...
It started slow.
The first one made me not want to watch any of the rest of them, and the second one was about halfway through, and it was like maybe 3 weeks later when I finally went back to it to try to finish it. It's they're long, they're slow. Every single episode, even the ones I'm going to tell you I loved, were slow. The season finale was an hour and 20 minutes with about 20 minutes worth of commercials for me, so holy crap.
They were all over an hour. Every single episode was
seems
over
like
an
it.
Hour.
Seems like it. So,
they were
maybe
all
they
too
saved.
Long.
Maybe they saved money by not having to do editing. But
that's it.
Yeah, but I mean, I will say this:
did it all in one take.
Yeah,
the whole season,
the whole
was
thing.
One take.
Yeah, it was 1 week. It was just 1 week. That's why they all look so tired in some scenes. I will say this, though. If you get past those first two episodes, from there on out, it gets good fast, and it stays good, and the humor is there, but it's more subtle. It's not quite stupid slap humor. It's just more subtle. There are some
I liked better.
I did,
honestly.
Too. I did, too, because it doesn't take you out of the show. Peter Jackson's editor, right? But no, and there's so many little scenes throughout the back half of this season that are just, not only are they just pulling at your heartstrings, but they're also so genuine and so relatable that it's uncanny how big of a turn they did from the first two episodes to the back eight or nine, however many of this. Was it 10 episodes or was it 11? I forget.
I think it was 10.
So 10 episodes, 52 hours and 32 minutes to watch all of it. I mean, it's ridiculous.
That's right. That sounds about right. Yes.
But it's still good. It's still good. I really, really enjoyed it. And now I'm sad because I know it's going to be a year and a half, 2 years before we get another season, if we even do.
If we do.
It feels like it's going to get canceled.
I got to tell you, though, Did either of you get the vibe, like the final episode just didn't feel the same as the rest of the season?
Nope, it did not.
I got a vibe like they shot a nine episode season, which maybe could have been 10 episodes, because any one of those episodes with proper editing, they could have split it up into two episodes.
Right.
So maybe they did. Maybe they did shoot a 10 or 12 episode season, and then we're like, "Nah, we'll just keep them. We'll keep this story one episode. We'll keep this story one episode." And I felt like that final episode was, "Hey, we might not be coming back. Bring everybody back into the studio 9 months later, and let's film one more episode, and let's tie up a bunch of loose ends. This way, if we don't come back, at least there's a bow on it." And I got it from the very first scene. I felt that way. But the kicker was when Dr. Finn is talking to her kids about marrying
Isaac.
What's his
Isaac.
Name? Isaac. Marcus looks about 45 years old.
He aged quite a bit between episodes.
He's a teenager. Teenagers age so quickly, and he aged a lot between season two and season three. But I'll tell you what, I finished season three, and I watched that final episode, and I'm like, man, he looks older in this episode. And then I went back over the last 2 weeks or whatever it was, and I've been rewatching the first two seasons, and I just got past season two, so I started rewatching the first episode of season three, and just looking at him from episode one of season three to episode 10 of season three, there's a noticeable difference.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, well, he's at that age. Yeah, you're right. They just grow so quick. But
there was, I didn't really pick up on that right from the beginning, but by the end of the episode of the finale, I definitely felt like they could stop right there. I mean, they brought
back. That's what it was designed to do, because they don't know themselves.
Yeah, they brought back the original security officer. What's her name from who had the health issues?
Yep.
Austin Sage's character, Alara, something like that. Yep. Yeah, they brought her back all of a sudden for no reason out of the blue. having not they talked just, about her
like,
at all.
Hey, remember?
Hey, remember? Well, this was there was a lot of hey members in just the last like eight episodes. Well,
the whole
really
season was the a bunch of. The whole season was full of callbacks.
Yeah,
callbacks to you know some really great episodes.
Yeah,
I think I talked about it a few weeks ago, but you know the one with the cell phone is one of my favorite episodes, and the way they found a way to do a sequel to that with the actual girl, not a holodeck representation of the girl, but the actual girl. I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I thought that was brilliant.
I didn't know who she was at first.
Oh, you didn't?
No, it took me a while to figure out who the hell they're talking to. Who is this?
I knew exactly because the show opens with him doing the song from the previous episode. So I thought that was the callback. And then when they show that he went back to whatever it was, 2025 or whatever, I think he went back
that.
to 2015 or whatever. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, they're going to do the thing. They're going to do the thing. He's going to find the girl.
Yep. Yep.
And I tell you what, man, Scott Grimes, he could sing and he's a good actor.
He is.
Yeah.
And when Mercer told him, you know, we're going to go back and get you. We'll see you in a little bit. And he was like, no, don't do it. Don't take my family away. Don't take my family away. Oh my God. My heart was aching.
That was a tough episode. He is the new Miles O'Brien. He is the, Gordon Must Suffer character.
The only thing I didn't like about that episode is in the end when they tell him what happened and he was like, wow, sorry, I was a dick.
Yeah, that's
that,
not.
That didn't seem that didn't seem genuine to me.
No,
because
he'd be pissed.
You know, he did love her.
Yep.
Yeah.
The holodeck version of her, but he did love her. And we know that he's had some problems finding love. And, you know, I think if I was told, you know, hey, there was this alternate timeline where, you know, you found the love of your life and you fell in love and you had two kids, but, you know, we took it all away from you.
But guess what?
I think I'd be pretty pissed.
That's the thing about that, too, that doesn't make any sense. Hey, guess what? Time is like a branch. It still exists. He's still there. Just because they went back
and got
him again before all that happened doesn't mean that didn't happen. It's called alternate.
Oh, man, the scene.
So.
The scene where he's like, no, fuck you. I'm not your helmsman. I'm not your lieutenant. I'm Gordon Malloy, and you're in my house. Get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so powerful.
Yeah.
I loved that episode.
Yeah.
I loved it.
It was a tough one, but I liked it, too.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
I mean, the stuff with Brodus, too, and in Clyden.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Yeah. That was pretty...
This scene of them stripping down naked and chasing after one another so Bordas can take him was just too long, awkward on purpose, and hilarious. When they're standing all around looking at each other, waiting for them to stop their embrace, that was just freaking hilarious. I mean, oh my God. I was laughing so hard. My wife came running out like, what the hell are you watching? And I'm like, I'm watching the last episode of The Orville. And she's like, I thought that show wasn't funny. And I'm like, you're missing it.
I liked when Vulcan he did the Elvis. Love,
Vulcan of Love is cracking me up in the chat. Uh-huh. They take his leg, his wife, and his kids.
Yeah, exactly. For Gordon, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, that's right, Vulcan. It was the awkward end of a Zoom call. We done here? That's the thing about this last episode. There's so many scenes that not only are they funny, I know it was long and all that other stuff, but there's so many of these scenes that are relatable, like that one. That was one of the first scenes. I thought that was going to like take up the whole damn episode, and I was like, oh, shit. But no, it was like it happened really fast, and it was perfect. It was so relatable because it was like I've known that feeling where you're just standing around like, are we done? What the hell's going on? Do we say something? Do we say something?
That's
do
how
not say anything?
Every fireworks display.
What do we
is
do?
This over? Are we?
Yeah. And then Gordon's like, well, we should start clapping. And then everybody claps. And then they're like, okay, we're clapping, but they're still not done. Like, what are we doing? Like, it went on again. It was hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then there's the scene. Then there's the scene where the three girls are sitting in Grayson's room and they're just having wine. I love these scenes with them when they're just having their wine party and they're drunk and they're just gossiping like normal people. Right. And Mercer walks in and says, oh, shit, you guys are busy. I'm getting the hell out of here. And they're like, no.
And you know what? And that was, and that was, to use a Star Trek term, you'll know what I mean. That wasn't season one Mercer. That was season seven Mercer.
Yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You know, you watch a TNG era Star Trek run, and the characters are unfamiliar with each other in season one. And by season seven, they're a family.
Yep.
Yep.
And that was dad walks in and the girls are, you know, having a private discussion and dad awkwardly turns around and walks out.
Gets the hell out. But not only that, then it keeps going. It's like even more relatable because she's like, no, sober man, you answer this question. And he's like, I don't want to have any part of it.
I do feel like they made Ed kind of generic captain. He lost a lot of his personality traits, his sarcasm, you know, his goofiness.
I think he grew
into his role.
I was going to say.
And that was the counter. You can argue that.
Yeah,
you
know? I see it that way. You know, especially with what happened with Kalen.
He was involved in a lot of important shit over 3 years. Right. And it's like, yeah, I can't be making banana jokes all the time.
Right.
The Orville is not the flagship of the Union, but it was involved in so much important stuff.
Yeah, so if we remember back to the very beginning, he gets this assignment because people are sorry for him.
Right.
And he's kind of just totally effed
up. He should have been captain already.
He's basically, they're just sticking him on a no-name ship with a no-name bunch of whatever misfits. And, by the way, your ex-wife is going to be your first officer so that we can make sure you don't screw up, you screw up. And he's using humor and whatever to deflect, you know, whatever pain or whatever issues or whatever problems he's had. And slowly, it's very slow, but slowly he gets to the point where he's at now, where he's still goofy, he's still funny, but he's more attuned to himself and those around him. And he's made that crew, and that crew has made him a better person, a better captain, and more and more.
Well,
more
if you remember the doc, even the doctor is there because she thinks that she'll be needed. If you remember that line in the first episode, that she goes where she thinks she'll be needed the most.
That's right.
But this season was it was just full of callbacks, and they even, and you know, it was great. They even created their own callbacks, like very early in the season, where Malloy sends the egg salad sandwich 3 months into the future. I just want to be really surprised when it shows up.
And then he was, and it made his day.
And then they're standing there, and this egg salad sandwich shows up, and everybody's like, what the hell is this? That's my sandwich. I sent it into the future. Oh, my God. Oh, this is great. Oh, my day just got so much better.
And Lamar is just sitting there like, what the fuck is going on? This is the weirdest ship. He's just totally beside himself. He's like, God dang it.
He grew on me a lot, too.
Lamar.
I was never a big fan of him. His acting ability is, you know, sometimes he comes off wooden, but, you know.
Him dating, the security officer, though. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Nearly dying every time.
When the doctor comes to engineering and just lets him have it
in front
of everybody. And then he's just like, what the hell are y'all looking at? Back to work.
That was brilliant. That was brilliant. It was great. When he gives Isaac that advice, I instantly flash back to Isaac in his underoos, stained underoos, sitting on the couch, you know? It was hilarious. It's like, ooh, this is not going to go well.
Then he
instantly goes to Grayson and basically just asks her if she wants to have sex. Like, what the?
You know what else was great? The flashbacks to the Kalon origins. I mean, that really kind of flipped the whole script and just...
that was rough.
You kind of start identifying with them like, well, yeah, they were enslaved and the people were inflicting pain on them just for ha-has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty evil society, really.
Yeah.
And they went downhill really. They went downhill really fast. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was some strong stuff. It was good, though.
Yep.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
Every episode.
I want to hear Kalon say, hell yeah.
I just like that Isaac literally invited the entire Kalon race to his wedding.
Yes.
That was hysterical. And they're so literally like, okay, we'll all come.
Yeah.
I mean, really, that's a joke. That's a joke about weddings in general. That, you know, you go to these weddings and it's like they invited the whole family. There's like 4,000 people here. This is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been to those.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's a Mexican wedding right there. There's a million of us.
So I've said it before about this show, mm-hmm. and I'll say it again. The old formula works. Still works. This is the old Star Trek formula. This is the 1987 to 2005 Star Trek formula, and it still works.
Very much so.
I'm not saying I don't like Strange New Worlds. I love Strange New Worlds.
Oh, yeah.
But if they were going to do a post-Picard Season 3 25th Century era Star Trek show, you know, you could use the Orville as a model because the Orville used Star Trek as a model, and it still works.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
and you could even have this want another season level
of the Orville?
Yeah.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
I mean, as long as they have, I don't want another season just for the sake of another season. If they have some ideas and they have some interesting stuff that they think they can do, then yeah. The Krill storyline is still hanging out there. Mercer's daughter is still on Krill.
Yep.
They're you know, the Mocklins have left the Union.
Yep.
You know, the female Mocklins are, you know, still a thing.
So, they still have the super weapon against the Kalons that the Kalons still think they need to take care of for insurance.
Yep.
Or to just go back to what they were doing. It's not a total done deal that they'll never attack the biologics again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they could, always bring back they could always have a different alien race, too. I mean, it's not.
Yep.
We don't know that many. We don't know a whole lot about all the total, you know, there's a lot in the Union we don't know about. That they don't cover.
But we need more Dan.
Yeah, where'd he go? Lieutenant Dan. I just love this elevator music.
He was there.
He was around, but he wasn't. Yeah, he never talked.
You want a three episode Dan story arc. You want to know his backstory. You want to know.
We want him. We just want to see him go on like six speed dates in a row where he talks about the elevator music each time and it never goes anywhere. Like he has a line he uses every time.
Do you want a Dan spinoff or a Dan miniseries? The Adventures of Dan.
Well, if they're going to
Dan could be their Barclay.
If they're going to take all their cues from what Star Trek's done, they could just make some Orville shorts. They could probably just make those out of the outtakes.
I want Dan Hawaiian Vacation.
You know, I rewatched. The other two seasons. You remember the one with the alternate timeline where young Kelly goes back and doesn't take the second date with Ed, and it changes the future. The Orville's not there to stop T'Kalon, and
now there's
Yeah. Okay. So in that timeline, there's a different captain of the Orville, and you don't meet that captain, but they reference him by name, and he's Captain Griffin.
Okay.
Like Peter Griffin.
Like Peter Griffin from Family Guy.
they should get Eddie Griffin to play him. The comedian. Ooh. Eddie Griffin, the comedian.
Who's Eddie Griffin?
He's a black comedian.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah, looks just like Peter Griffin.
No.
Not at all. Not at all.
Chickens are his nemesis. Yeah, there's chickens. There's a race of intelligent chickens he has to go fight.
Oh, from Billy. The big chicken.
Yeah. Like I said before, I really want to see a scene with Ed Mercer trying to drill through a lesson or something through somebody's head in his ready room, and he uses Kermit's voice while he does it.
There you go.
I want a teaching to tool. Duty, and he goes, duty.
Yeah, just out of the blue.
Duty.
Yeah.
Totally, yeah, exactly. Something totally unrelated somewhere just throws in the voice. It'd be hysterical. Yeah. I thought some of the scenes with that girl from the voting planet, I forget her name, but that was tied into this season finale as well.
Yeah.
You know, letting her go back or not, I was kind of like, can you not, like, read right into her face that she's going to try to take all this shit back and do it, you know, and bring him up to the kind of level that the Orville's at? Like, there's no way she's not going to try to do that. I thought that was kind of odd how they went ahead and took her to the shuttlecraft, and we're going to let her leave, and then she just turned around and said, okay, I'm going to stay.
They knew that if she had anything with her, the
sensors
alarm
would
thing would go off.
True.
Yeah.
True. The shoplifting, it's the Kohl's shoplifting alarm went off.
That's true. You need to let the kid do something wrong in order to bust the kid. True.
Yep.
True.
Right. Yep.
True. But then all of a sudden, there she is at the wedding. And it's like, she decided to stay. So.
Yeah.
She doesn't know anybody. Of course she's going to the wedding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. What else is she going to do?
Yeah.
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 So, yeah, that's another loose end that's, you know, I kind of thought when she was going to seek asylum or whatever and she was going to stay there, I kind of thought there'd be something between her and Gordon. But they didn't even ever have a single scene together.
Yeah.
And then there was this scene that is now apparently just going to be gone forever when Kelly and Bordas are trying to rescue Topa. They look like they're going to lean in for a kiss at one point.
Right.
I mean, it was on their faces. So, and now that's gone.
I didn't get that.
Yeah, I definitely felt that during that scene when they're on that barren planet or whatever trying to go in to rescue Topa. The like 16 minutes worth of them traveling through a desolate land. I mean, literally, there's like 16 minutes showing different scenes of them trying to sneak up on this base. I mean, they apparently parked on the other side of the planet to walk the rest of the way. It's kind of weird. But yeah, there's a scene there where they look like they're, and of course, that you know, she's very close to Topa, very close to that family. I thought it was I did not want to see Clyden come back, but whatever. It was a nice scene, though, when they all sat down and had dinner together because they're a family.
Yeah.
You know? Yep. So that was a nice scene.
You know, Clyden was an asshole for 3 years.
Yeah.
But what you have to remember is Clyden was a victim of the same type of thing that happened to Topa. He just dealt with it differently or didn't deal with it. Still hasn't dealt with it.
No, because he never told Topa that
maybe,
we know of.
Maybe finally, you know, maybe finally dealt with it during his time away and realized, you know, the most important things in life I have back on the Orville. Why am I here? Why am I away?
Yeah.
So I kind of enjoyed seeing him come back so that he could be super excited to see Bordas Elvis. Hooray for you!
Oh, Lord. There's so much that happened in this season finale. Bordas, Elvis, holy shit. So you're on the bridge.
Bordas is toast.
Yeah.
All kidding aside. Yeah. You're a terrible person.
All kidding aside. You're on the bridge. Isaac is in front of everybody asking Gordon if he wants to be the best man, which is your perfect pick, right? And Bordas blunders in there like a dipshit.
Nope.
Isaac doesn't know any better, so he just goes, sure.
Yeah, Isaac doesn't know any better. Yeah, well, yeah, and he's like, sure, okay, whatever. And Bordas is such an ass. And then his toast is horrible. And the bachelor party is horrible. And then you go and see the girls' bachelor party, and they've got a holographic Isaac as a stripper. That was great.
With tassels.
With tassels on his nipples,
tassels. Yep.
That was hilarious. I wonder what the Kalons would have thought of that scene had they seen it.
They would have been confused.
They would have been totally confused.
Yeah. What purpose does this serve?
Why do you put clothes on Isaac?
Yeah.
Actually, they would have said it. Why do you put dead animal skin on Isaac?
Right. That's how they would put it.
Ah, it's hilarious. Bordas, Elvis, good Lord.
So, all in all, one scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate the season?
I would say a 7.
Ooh. I wouldn't go that low. It's not a 10 because it's too long. And so, you know, the editing issues and things like that. The first two episodes kind of make it hard. But, man, it's still got to be a 8, 8.5. I don't want to give it a 9 because that seems too high. But, man, 8, 8.5, anything lower than that would seem like you're putting it down. It's good. It's really good.
That's exactly where I was thinking.
It could have been a 9 for me, but they're all too long.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to trim them up. If they had trimmed them up and made them fast, snappy episodes, it would have been a 9. But because it was so self-indulgent in long episodes, you had scenes that were just nothing.
Yeah. Okay, so some of the nothing scenes, yes, I would agree with that you know are nothing now that you've watched the whole thing. But in all honesty, if they would have sped some of this up, then some of the impact might not have been there with some of these heavy scenes, you know? So I don't know. I do think it's too long. I feel like it's too long. But I don't know if I necessarily knock it in terms of the fact that the whole thing needed to be just faster. There's some scenes that needed to linger. There's some scenes that needed that extra space for breathing. And maybe that's what they were thinking. I don't know. Because they had their ability to do whatever they wanted with the Hulu stuff. So,
I can't believe I forgot about it. When the guy is interrogating Topa and Bordas comes in.
Oh, man.
And just.
Yeah.
And just beats the shit out of the guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then stabs him in the eye with the krill taser staff. Or
his only eye.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. As a father, I was just like, yes.
Yep.
Yes, that right there.
Yep. Yep.
The reason why I harp on the editing and why it needed to be trimmed up, there's an old saying in screenwriting that a story, like, how long should my screenplay be? Well, the screenplay should be, the description is, like a woman's skirt. Short enough to make it interesting, but long enough to cover the subject.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Agreed. Yeah, it's tough, though. I mean, this isn't network television. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, good season overall.
It's a different medium. A sitcom is edited one way, an hour-long drama is edited another way, an hour-long drama made specifically for streaming is edited a different way.
Totally different.
A movie that's going to the theater is edited different than a movie that's going straight to streaming. The Snyder Cut was 3 days long. You know?
Right.
Yeah,
but it was a better movie.
They're both trash.
Snyder Cut's still better.
It's okay. They're probably going to reset the entire universe in a few years.
They probably will. They kind of need to. They've totally fucked it up.
They need to.
So let's talk about the one character in the season that we lost, who at the beginning of the season I did not like at all, and that is Charlie, who grew on me quite a bit as the season went on.
Yeah.
And she came to kind of accept, you know, Isaac as Isaac. You can kind of see that coming in the, like the final three episodes. And then, of course, she dies in the second to last episode. So that's too bad. But not one of the main characters, but still, we lost one.
Yeah, she was pretty good. It kind of, I don't know, when they introduce a new character just for the purpose of killing them off, it kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it was a whole season, though. It was a whole season, though. Way. No, it doesn't. But then, but then again, it was for a whole season, right? And as opposed to here's a new character, and 30 minutes later, you're dead. And we get to see her character arc, you know, and then come to find out that she was in love with that friend that she lost. Well, no wonder it's more than just a friend, you know. It's a whole nother thing, right? So, and the way that they did that and developed that was, I thought, Himmer, exactly. You know, we lost Himmer in the first season. So, good one, Lumberjack Daryl. But, it's tough. I don't know. I liked her character. I thought we were going to see more of that if there was another season. I think that's the biggest takeaway from all of this that makes it rough is, are we going to get another season and how long is it going to take until we get it? Because right now it looks like we're not. Right now it feels and looks like and sounds like we're done, which is too bad.
Right.
Which is too bad. So who knows? Maybe they'll do a spinoff movie 3 years from now.
When I watch this show, it makes me wonder. It makes me play what if in my head. Because if you remember, originally, he pitched to Paramount. He wanted to do a Star Trek show.
Yep.
And when they wouldn't go for it, he retooled it and made it this. And I can't help but wonder what it would have been like if it was a legitimate, bona fide Star Trek show. If it would have been better, if it would have been worse. I don't know.
Oh, it would have been better than Discovery. So I mean, in that light, it would have been better overall.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I think it would have been good.
I would say, I think it would have been good, but I think there would have been a lot of hate for it. Because he would have changed so many different things that people would be like, Star Trek shouldn't be goofy, Star Trek should be fun or serious.
Yeah.
Like, I could just see the internet freaking out. You're going to let the Family Guy do Star Trek? You know, are they going to have random references to nothing that mean nothing for a joke? You know?
Yeah, yeah. Who knows? All okay, right. So I think we've concluded our conversation about the Orville. Does that feel good, gentlemen?
Yeah.
All right. We'll move on to the feedback section. Here we go.
Listener feedback.
I have no idea what that says at the beginning, but okay.
Listener feedback.
I can barely understand that. Okay. So over on the coffee account, we did get a donation 13 days ago. Mike Medina bought us some coffee.
Thank you, Mike.
So,
looks like he's on a subscription. That's cool. Thank you, sir. That's our only one from over there. And then we've got a whole bunch of emails. Yes, Strongbeard, I'm going to get to your emails. I'm sorry, dude. Pulling those up right now. Give me a second. Are there any other feedbacks over on your end?
So no emails. Let me check the Facebook group because I did put that we were going to be talking or recording today. So let's see, what do we got here? Facebook does like their comments so weird nowadays. It's very frustrating. No, nothing there. I'd put that we were gonna be on the show and that you know, people wanted to put questions, they could. Oh wait, that's not on that one. No feedback.
Okay, so
You got it? Your emails?
I got Scott's pulled up, and he said, glad you liked my previous email. I'm sorry you didn't like it enough to read it on air, as you stated in your previous email. I am considering taking my business to the Delta Flyers, the podcast by Robert Duncan McNeil and Garrett Wang of Star Trek Voyager. It is humorless and drab. I could not get past the first episode, but I will give it another try if I do not get the respect that I so deserve. Oh, who am I kidding? I love you guys. You all bring so much to the show. Daniel's a heart, Dan is a soul, and Chad is wrong. Kapla, Scott.
Nice.
So that was his...
thing that Chad does is he says Wang. Yeah, I love when you say Wang.
Instead of Wong. Because it just sounds Wong. Anyway. So, no, he did send an email all the way back on July 11th. Welcome to August 7th, ladies and gentlemen. And I told him, I said, oh, shit, I was tired. I'll read it on the air. And then I didn't. So that was his response. Here's the original email from all the way back on July 11th. He said, Chad, in light of your recent confusion, I thought I would clarify some things for you. I am Scott, not Gentry. Though mixing us up may be a compliment to me, it is no doubt a Dyson sphere size insult to Gentry. Please apologize to him post haste. You remember when I got these two confused on the voicemails?
Yes.
3 years, 7 months, and 27 hours ago. it says, I am also Strongbeard, a moniker I assumed after Papa Frakes himself told me I had a strong beard. That's right. That's right. He says, as for the If Scott Can, You Can, that is the name of my YouTube channel and is the email address I use in lieu of my personal email. As you can see, it is real. As proof of my commitment to TrekCast, here is a transcript of my latest Packlet review. Peace and long life, Scott. So here's his transcript, because I don't know if this came through in the voicemail or not, but it says, If Scott Can, You Can presents Star Trek, Strange New Worlds, A Quality of Mercy, a Packlet review. Future Pike make no now Pike, later Pike. Time travel gives me headache. This has been Star Trek, Strange New Worlds, A Quality of Mercy, a Packlet review. For a transcript of this review, email ifscottcanyoucan@gmail.com. Yeah.
Gentry is watching us live on YouTube. And he says, no way, I am the one who is honored. There's a slight delay on YouTube, so.
Damon, Damon Zell in our chat, you're actually pretty correct. Cisco best captain, prove me wrong. That was his comment, so. Still.
So I did find the feedback on our Facebook group. We did have one question.
Yeah.
And it's from Duval, who says, what is your prize Trek possession, if you have one?
Ooh.
I think I answered that. You want to read my answer?
Yes, you have an actual Bathlet and an actual steel Tatang.
Thanks.
Yeah. Those are your most prized Star Trek possessions. In another way,
well, no, that you get into the core. Yes. Yes, I said, I don't know if those are my two prized possessions, but I know I'm getting into Stovokor one way or the other.
There you go.
That's all that matters right there.
I mean,
in battle.
I've got voicemails and other emails too, by the way, just so you know.
Okay.
Keep going though.
Those are your most prized Star Trek possessions?
That's right. Voicemails?
Yeah, those voicemails. Yeah, the voicemails are great. What's my prize possession? Shit, I don't know. I don't.
I mean, the sign that Scott made us, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, the model that I need to put together that he got us, he got, you know, for my daughter and I to do. I mean, that's amazing.
Michael Burnham diary that I keep on my nightstand.
That orange thing that you kind of see over my head, it's small on the screen. But yeah. It's my buddy 3D printed a City on the Edge of Tomorrow or Edge of Forever, that circle where the Guardians are. So,
oh, nice.
That's pretty cool. But I think the possession that I personally bought myself is, because I collect decks of playing cards, I found an old deck of playing cards from Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Nice. Like
from release back then. Yeah.
Nice.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So, well, it's not really a possession because it's not something I technically own. Chaz Biz in the chat is correct. My most prized Star Trek possession is this show. It is the two of you. It's the fact that we've been doing this now since December of 2018. Wow. Just about ready to hit 4 years of doing this together. Every week, every other week. I mean, a lot of time. Wow. We're about ready to cross the barrier of having done more shows than the original hosts, David and Darren. We're really close. I think it's either, honestly, I think it's this month. I'd have to go back and double check the count, but I'm pretty sure it's this month we finally go past that.
We're 4 years into our rookie year.
Yeah. So, and I mean, it's, you know, it's our show. We've made it. We've grown it. Case in point, we have, I'll go look at it right now. We are number 114 of all podcasts in this country. We are ranked number 114. Can you guess which country it is?
Germany.
Uruguay.
Germany's close. It's not Uruguay.
Ah.
It's Belgium.
Oh, dang.
Number 114 in Belgium. And that was as of the 4th. And then I've got another one here where, because we kind of come and go out of these top rankings sometimes. But where's where's the other chartable I was looking at where we were like 99 in Germany?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Nothing there.
Guten Tag.
Yeah, at one point we were in the top 200 of Denmark, Austria, South Africa, and Germany all in the same damn week. And that was when I think the season ending of Strange New Worlds.
Were we so high in South Africa because we talked about District 9?
Maybe.
Is that why?
I have no idea. I don't know how those algorithms work. I really don't.
Yeah.
So I do have an email from Gentry. But actually, it's a sound clip that he turned in. So now I've got to go over to my emails and see if I can pull it up and get the sound clip to come in. Because it's a new clip that needs to go on the soundboard. So just give me a second and I'll find it. Because it really does.
Gentry says in the chat that his prized possession is the Q action figure in Judge's robes that he was given to by friends.
Oh, nice. Nice. Oh, and see, this thing needs to. Yeah, look at these. Everybody's putting up their signed. It's awesome. That's cool.
That's awesome. It was a good question.
Good stuff. Okay, so this is a perfect sound clip for us, by the way, because of specifically what's happened in this episode. Let's see if you can guess what the title of this sound clip is, what it's called.
How did we even get here? We are way, way off course. Engage the main topic tractor beam.
Is it the herding cats?
That's Captain Janeway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Asking
that
how
sound clip is called off topic.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. That's our new off topic sound clip. Yeah. Brought to you by Gentry.
That's great.
Whenever we're talking about who the hell knows what. Okay. We got a couple of voicemails. Let's get in these pulled up. Here we go.
The following is brought to you by Worf Chadich Services. Recall back to the home world on baseless treason allegations? Call Worf Chadich Services. They'll watch your back so you don't have to. And now, Star Trek. I mean, The Orville, New Horizons, Season 3 Finale, Future Unknown, a pack-led review. Cisco's wife married Silver Data. Thank you for listening to a pack-led review. For a transcript of today's segment, email Chad. He has a copy.
Very good. Excellent.
That is Cisco's Cisco's wife. I completely forgot about that. I mean, I knew it, but I just didn't think about it in terms of this episode. Brilliant.
Silver Data.
Silver Data. That's what it is.
Oh, man. I love it. I love it.
So July 14th, is that too far back, or did we play that voicemail?
You're I feel like we probably played it. Yeah. Who's it from?
It is from, I don't know. I have a phone number here. I don't know. Backup Boys of Street Knowledge. Does that ring a bell? It's a minute and 24 seconds long.
Well, if it's something we've heard, play it, and if we can cut it off.
Backup Boys.
You are now.
Oh, that's totally different. Never mind.
Yeah.
I know what that one was. That was the trolling I got from Rambo. Okay.
That's right. You almost did it again.
I almost got trolled a second time.
Oh, man.
Okay. That is it on the emails. That's it on the chartable. I know. Oh, here we go. Yep. I've got the email now with the actual transcript.
Nice.
It was yesterday that he emailed it. I just didn't see it till now. It is hard for me to go through. I have so many Gmail email accounts. They all get thrown together. It's getting stupid.
Email hard.
Yeah,
Chad,
I do.
Need help. That was a pack-led review of you whining.
Yeah, thank you. I'll stop. I'm going to shut up
have
now.
You, okay, so different question. Have you guys seen the new Predator movie, Prey?
No, I have not.
Hulu.
No, I have not.
Dude, it's so good.
It just looks like another also ran to me. I have no
idea. Do I have to see the others, or
no.
Can I just watch it?
You can just watch it.
Because I don't even know. I've lost track of how many of those movies there are at this point.
Oh, I can't. Yeah. I mean,
there's Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny Glover, right? Those
and
are
then
the
all
first
the other
two.
Ones.
And then all the other ones. Yeah, I have no idea.
I know there was one in, like, Alien versus Predator 2004 or so. And
two
then,
of those.
Yeah, I don't even know anymore.
Yeah, there's the one with Adrian Brody, Predators, where they get kidnapped and brought on the planet.
Did they do a CGI of Arnold for those? I know they did for the Terminator stuff, but did they do it for Predator or no?
No.
I didn't think so. It's they did it for the Terminator stuff. That's what you're thinking of, Damon.
Yeah.
Come on, don't bullshit me. Get out of
but
here.
Prey is really, really good.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper. Come on.
That's perfect. Come on is perfect.
Come on.
It's pretty dead on.
Don't bullshit me.
I do love how he tries to dress up with the mustache and the long hair in the gym and tries to convince people he's not Arnold Schwarzenegger. He doesn't know who Arnold Schwarzenegger is. It's so hilarious. The guy is funny.
Should we give people a chance to talk if they want to? Like, put an X in the chat?
Yep, put an X in the chat if you want to be unmuted and tell us all about your thoughts on the Orville Season 3. So, Dan Lombardo puts an X in the chat. Dan, you're going to be unmuted. Right. Tell us what you think. Jazz Biz was first.
Just advanced to level 1.
there's a bot. Cars. You never use Discord. There's a bot in there that actually... You level up. It's called Elcars, by the way, and you level up the more you talk on our Discord. And when you get to a certain level, other channels are open, other emojis are open, and all that kind of stuff. So,
since we're doing that and giving people a chance, I did ask in our meme that you know I always post a meme for questions.
Yeah.
And the question was whether or not Olive Garden and Red Lobster was fancy restaurants. Overwhelmingly, the answer was no. They're not fancy. But, you know.
Oh, they're fancier than a Shoney's.
I don't even know what a Shoney's is.
Yeah, I don't know what a Shoney's is.
Yeah, these two don't watch Rick and Morty. Nor is it, do you know what a Shoney's is. It's Denny's. It's a version of Denny's.
Oh.
It's a chain.
That's fine dining in North Idaho.
So is the Waffle House.
So they have the moons over Miami.
In Idaho? Yeah.
Moons over Miami.
That's a Denny's thing.
Yeah, that's a Denny's thing. Yeah. It's a plate, yeah. That's the senior special. Okay, Chaz, you are unmuted, by the way, so you can talk anytime.
Oh,
yep, you are.
Okay. Yeah, Shoney's is... I would always go to Shoney's in Branson, Missouri.
Uh-huh.
And they always had the breakfast buffet. And so, like, my parents would never take us out to eat as kids, so that was, like, fine dining for me as a child. So, right. Like, Olive Garden was, like, top-notch as a kid.
Yep.
Freaking out. Why do I have two forks? This is just madness.
Yeah.
Olive Garden and Red Lobster were the places we went on Easter Sunday for dinner with the whole family.
Yeah.
That's fancy.
Because in Oklahoma, we didn't get Red Lobster or Olive Garden probably till the late 90s. And the first time I went there, I was like, wow, I never had lobster before.
From the tank out front in the lobby.
Yeah, I know. It was really cool. You just see the little lobsters floating around, and you're like, well, I guess I want that one, you know?
I did have a coupon when we went. I still have a $100 Olive Garden gift card I haven't used because my whole family here, the wife and kids, are all celiac disease, so they can't have gluten, so we're not going to Olive Garden anytime soon. My grandma, bless her heart, didn't know any better. So.
You sell it on one of those gift card exchanges.
I could.
Yeah, there's websites where you verify that it's actually real, and then you can sell it for.
Yeah, see, every year, that's what my sister gets me for Christmas, is a $100 gift card to Olive Garden. My wife and I are like, It's like, give us like a movie ticket or something else.
Or just $100.
Yeah, or $100.
Yeah.
Universal gift card.
And the funny thing is, she probably borrowed the $100 from my dad, so really it's coming from my dad.
Or you can do like me, as far as my gifts go, they are gift cards, but they're always gift cards that I've gotten for free out of the points I have for Marriott. So
there you go.
I still didn't spend any money. I'm a cheap bastard. So, Chaz, what do you think of Orville this season? Do you watch all of it?
I have three more episodes to go.
Okay.
And, I mean, it definitely did get better after the second episode. Because that second episode, I didn't watch it till like 3 weeks later.
Yeah.
Because it's like, man, this show is just so slow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hour 20 minutes. Like, you got to be quick. You know, pacing's off. Like, you have like shots that people are just standing there doing nothing. And you're like, come on, let's pick up the pace, people.
How many times did we need to see the exterior of the Orville being worked on in that first episode? My God.
Yeah. And like editing and everything. And one thing I noticed too is the episode where he goes back in time and has the family.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, almost reminded me of Tuvix in a way, because that was kind of Mercer's Tuvix, where he's like, your family doesn't exist. You know, we're just going to go back in time, and this never happened.
A little bit.
And I don't know. I really liked that episode. I thought that was probably the best one I saw all season. Especially the egg salad sandwich. See, I haven't seen the episode where he gets the egg salad sandwich. I saw all the memes online that he gets it, and I was like, sweet, he gets it. So he gets to eat it. I'm ready to see that part.
Payoff. It's the big payoff. Yeah.
Yes. Of course, my wife won't get it because she's not paying attention to the show. She's like, why is he celebrating about the egg salad sandwich?
Yeah.
And one thing about the show, too, is like, you got Brandon Braga. And he's written, you know, several episodes of this show, and he was with Voyager and Next Gen and everything. And you can definitely see the comparisons. Like, he knows how those shows ran and everything. And I think Star Trek needs to bring back a couple of those guys. Mm. I was like, just maybe write a couple episodes or something. Just bring it back to, you know, where it was.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely throw them in here and there. I mean, the writing team on Strange New Worlds did fantastic, so I've got no complaints there. But then again, that's the same, in some cases, the same writing team as on Discovery, so that's weird.
It's the same producers. They probably have different stables of writers.
Okay, okay.
But still, the ones who are telling the writers what to do, it's the same group.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the weird thing.
Yeah, I don't... I guess maybe they listen. I don't know.
The other thing is... I mean, it's different in that, you know, years ago you had 26 episodes in a season, and each episode had one or two writers that wrote the episode because it was 26 stories. So now when you have one story over 10 or 12 episodes, I mean, really, how many, you know, no, there's no writers for individual episodes. And if there are, it's because this writer was given 1/12 of the big story and told, okay, we need some fluff to fill this out.
Yep.
You know?
The way it typically works, it's a lot like Marvel, where like they give them the overall picture and then we need you to get from this segment to this segment, write it, figure it out.
And I think that's what's happening, you know, like with Marvel Phase 4, a lot of people are kind of confused, like what's going on with Phase 4 right now, because, you know, Eternals, you got this giant god monster with his hand touching the sky, and nobody's mentioned it in two movies right now.
Yeah.
Like, you got this Eternal just like, you know.
I can't follow any of the current Marvel stuff. I just watch the individual movies and be like, huh? And then whatever. I just can't.
Yeah.
Can't wrap my head around
it.
Because
I watch the shows and follow it, and it's just kind of, I don't know. It's almost too many storylines right now.
Well, and then the other thing that they've said, they've recently come out and said, is like, not everything connects to the overall story now. So some things are just...
That makes it even more confusing in my mind, honestly. Exactly. It just, you know, they had a perfect formula. Just keep doing that. Like, I don't understand.
Well, see, I kind of like the Batmans where it's really not connected. Like, the new Batman I really liked because it's not connected in that DC universe and they can make a Batman film. And it's kind of cool. Even though you're going to have Ben Affleck as Batman in the new movies, but you got a different Batman.
If that Flash film even exists.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his Batgirl got. Yeah, Zaslav. Yeah. You know, he has the band hammer on, and you know, maybe he needs to come to Paramount.
You know, everybody's freaking out that they shelved that Batgirl movie, but here's the thing: people have been complaining for years that DC is putting out crappy movies. A new guy comes in and says, "This is a crappy movie. We're not putting this out." And now people are like, they're not going to put it out. They're not going to put it out.
Yeah.
I was just reading.
Like the Flash. What are they going to do with the Flash right now?
Well, I was just reading that they said that Shazam 2 has similar scores, test audience scores, to Batgirl.
Oh, God.
But so far, Shazam 2 is going to be released. So, but they spent a lot more money on Shazam 2. And, you know, it's got a lot of CGI and it's a big spectacle. So that's probably why.
Well, I guarantee they're doing reshoots and stuff. Probably. Because the quote was that we've seen Black Adam, we've seen Flash, and we've seen Shazam and Shazam 2, and they're great movies, and we can make them even better. So that says to me, they're going back. They're going back. They're doing reshoots. They're going to use Flash's story to reset a bunch of things and send them in a new direction. And hopefully that includes dumping the turd who's wearing the yellow boots right now. And, and finding someone who's not a total wackadoodle bird. And
they already have a person.
I love that technical term.
Wackadoodle. They already have a person for that, for the Flash. They really should just use Garrett.
Grant?
Or Grant, yeah. Is it Grant Gustafson?
Yeah,
is that
or
his
Derek.
Name? Or Derek, or Joe, or Bill, or whatever. Garrett? No, just the guy from the television series.
I saw Elliot Page. They're trying to do on Facebook to replace Ezra Miller.
No. I don't just know who, but yeah. Get somebody else.
Just find an unknown who can act and who looks the part.
Or just CG in the face like it did the mustache on
You know what?
Cavill. And just like CG a face and it'll just be kind of blocky, you know? We'll have the angle.
You know what, everybody... bring in Jeffrey Combs.
I was going to say, everybody loves Idris Elba. Just make him the Flash.
Yeah. God. Yeah.
A little old. He's be young. But
hey, anything's better than Ezra Miller right now.
Oh, yeah.
For
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I was like,
Kevin Hart. Make Kevin Hart the Flash.
Kevin Hart.
Oh, God.
You've already got The Rock. Might as well put the two of them together.
Oh my gosh. It'd be Short Flash.
Yeah, short I want Flash. It now. That's great.
Short Flash and Black Adam. Holy crap.
Yeah.
See his little legs running and everything.
How do you run so fast on those little legs? Step in. All right, well, let's move on to the next person.
All right, Chaz, okay. Thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate all the feedback. As always, I didn't see anybody else X up, so he might be our only one. Okay. Unless somebody else wants to X up, that might be it. So,
all right.
Gentry says Jeffrey Combs belongs to Star Trek. We don't loan him out anywhere.
That's true. That's true.
Fair.
Fair enough.
That's fair enough.
Yep. All right, well, I guess that's it for feedback then, unless somebody else wants to X up.
Right.
But I think that was a good – we went at, an hour and a half? So good length of show. Is there anything else we need to cover?
An hour and a half. Yeah, we went about the length of an episode of The Orville, so I think that's fitting.
With no commercials.
That's so true.
We never have gone back to throw a little bit of commercials in here anywhere. We haven't done that, so –
Patrick says we love you, Belcher.
Oh, Lord. All right. So I guess that means we're going to be back in 2 weeks, right? Another 2 weeks?
Yeah,
all right.
2 weeks.
2 weeks it is.
What's coming up on our schedule over the next couple of weeks? I know we've got Lower Decks coming up at the end of the month.
Lower Decks is at the end of the month.
Yep. So by the time we come back on the air, we'll probably be a week away from Lower Decks coming up.
We'll come back in 2 weeks and then start again weekly after that because Lower Decks starts on the 25th. Cool. So.
Awesome. And who knows what we're going to talk about in 2 weeks because that's the way this show goes. It is the most unpredictable Star Trek podcast for a reason.
I mean, we'll probably just preview Lower Decks.
Probably preview Lower Decks, go over Lower Decks, maybe have a little roundtable
or something. The next week after that. So.
Yeah. We will figure it out. With that, that is it. We need a new outro.
Well, there you have it. Another episode in the can. Check us out at TrekCast.com. Also, if you would, please subscribe to us via iTunes. Leave those reviews. Subscribe to us. We'll get some numbers. Get up the list. Get more listeners. Do more shows. Have more fun. But for now, we're all done. So live long and prosper, and we'll see you next week.
2 weeks.
Dose someone.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.